20 years ago this month, during the 1996 Olympics, the Varsity Drive-In in downtown Atlanta was ground zero for Olympic pin trading. But the trading didn't stop when the Olympic flame was extinguished. A dedicated group has kept the tradition going, meeting at the Varsity once a month to buy, sell, and trade.
What's happening? Olympic Pin Show. When? Third Wednesday of the month. Time? 4 o'clock to 7-ish. Olympic lapel pins, sports pins and all kinds, Olympic-related items, all kinds of stuff.
If you were at the Olympic Games and you were wearing this floppy hat, it's an open invitation to any other pin collector to come up to a perfect stranger and say, would you like to trade one of your pins? Randy Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S. Let's see, there's probably maybe 30 or 40 pins on here. This was a special pin. It says Centennial Olympic Stadium. These are kind of very common, just the ones with Atlanta generics with a runner or somebody doing a different sport. Oh, this is an interesting pin. I'd have to get my glasses out for that one. It looks like either Portugal. Oh, Swaziland. It's even better. I would say the Swaziland is probably the best pin you have. It, you know, this could be easily a $10 pin, $20 maximum. You know, is there a price guide? No. And do they go up in value? Very rarely. They normally go down in value. So don't think you're going to go buy all these pins and make a lot of money. As I said, and I love, you know, I give away a lot of pins just because I have so many.
One of the guys here has told me that this has been, he's had a lot of hard times in life, and he said just knowing he can come here and do this has really meant a lot to him. There are a lot of people like that where this is just, this is not the biggest part of their life, certainly, just a small thing, but it's kind of a security blanket, an anchor. Okay. I'm Scott Reed. We're here as part of the monthly pin trading group started out in the Atlanta Olympics in 1996. Most people here are not finding new pins, although sometimes people do, but that's not what people expect to do. It's more social now. People know each other. They it's a place they can come and just relax around people and get away from the pressures of the day and not have any expectations or general life pressures, and it's just a good place to socialize. There are people that come that have never been here before, but for the most part, the people that are here have been coming for 20 years. One of them's mother was a big collector and passed away a few years ago from cancer, and she's here looking to sell her mom's collection.
Since she passed away, it's hard for me to look at them, so I'm kind of weaning myself back into it.
My name's Elena Parada, and I am trying to sell a little bit of my mom's collection when she was alive. We spent a lot of time together with this. This is her passion, and I was a mama's girl, so I did everything she did. So when we were together, I could tell you in the price of every single one of her pins. So I have a very small collection at home that's very personal to me. Her Italian pins and most of her equestrian pins. It meant so much to her that it's kind of taking away a piece of, like, I don't know. It's hard. She spent so much time collecting them and organizing them and trading them. It meant a lot to her, just like it means a lot to everybody here, so.